This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, my little boy, and we've got a couple of my favorite servant leaders on the planet on the show. Donna Marie Saratella, my buddy Kevin Grimes. I just saw him at the ANMP. And I am so happy about Mary Lou Henner canceling us today. Couldn't have happened better. She was supposed to be on the show. She's on Broadway. She sent us a complete litany of excuses as to why she couldn't be on, and they were all legitimate, but it was basically God, because with what's going on out there with the Bitcoin over the last 4 or 5 days, with inflation and all this stuff going on, we need to talk about it, because people are scrambling in desperation to anything they think is going to make them money, and that shiny penny syndrome is a terrible idea. Network marketing is hard work. It takes a long time, and hopefully it's worth it done right. But at the end of the day, man, I'm telling you what, I'm scared to death for people, because I heard some tall tales down in Dallas, and I definitely want to make sure every one of you know to go into things with eyes wide open. What do you think about that, Adrian Chenault?
I think that it is definitely, it's just, we are living through such a crazy time in the world, and you just get this sort of feedback loop of that same thing, where there's a lot of shell games, a lot of, you know, confusion that gets created when that sort of thing's happening, and it's definitely an important topic. So I'm glad we're doing this.
So Kevin Grimes works. He's been in the multi-level marketing legal business for 100 years, and he partnered up with Kevin Thompson. These two guys have changed the world. What I love about them is they're just absolutely diligent about trying to protect distributors and companies against unscrupulous practices, to the point that Kevin will quit jobs if he thinks that there's something going on that isn't above board, because he doesn't want to go down with his ship any more than anybody else. And Donna Marie is just, I keep doing it to the point they put a note in front of my face going, Tom, can you please say your name right? But at the end of the day, I only went to her house and did a podcast next to her swimming pool, so you'd think I'd learn how to pronounce it, and I've been in radio all my life. I'm just a nut. But she's just the queen of compliance, one of the greatest women you're ever going to want to meet in your life, and every company should hire both of these people. Every company should hire both of these people. That's my stand on that. Good to have you aboard. Kevin, starting with you, what's going on, my friend?
Wow. Well, the ANMP meeting in Dallas, where we got to hang out, was absolutely awesome. So, just the folks who put that together, I thought, did an absolutely spectacular job. Tom, boy, that's such a huge question. Where to start? We could talk about your close personal friends at the Federal Trade Commission. We could talk about what's going on in the, cryptocurrency MLM. We could talk about the current weather in Zimbabwe. So where would you like to start?
Zimbabwe. So I want to talk about crypto because both of you are kind of pertinent on that right now. I know that there's been some things going on where both of you have had a pretty quick look recently at some stuff happening compliance wise with some feds, and it scared you, and it needs to scare us because multi-level marketing and crypto in the same breath don't work. And just talk about that a little bit, both of you, because it's so important.
Well, Donna Marie, I'll let you lead off.
Well, Kevin and I were talking before the show about it, and he was sharing about how the product doesn't really matter what it is as long as it's done. All right, come on, Kevin. The product doesn't matter as much as the legitimacy of the compensation plan and the actual product.
Well, let me clarify that statement. I mean, the product definitely does matter tremendously. The product, and in particular the value of the product, is absolutely the most important factor in the entire MLM equation. My point was that, when we talk about attaching or using a multi-level marketing compensation plan to incentivize and reward the people who market and sell a particular product or service, it doesn't really matter what that product or service is. It could be something tangible like dietary supplements. It could be something intangible like information, but it certainly has to be legal, okay? And there are things out there that are legal, but not everybody can sell them. For example, prescription drugs. Only pharmacies and pharmacists can sell those things. Securities. Only licensed securities brokers can market and offer those things for sale. So, I just kind of wanted to clarify that. And, we can talk about that. But the bottom line is as long as a product can legitimately be sold in the marketplace and it is a legitimate and viable product, then it is possible to utilize a multi-level marketing compensation plan to market that. And so, yeah, Tom, you want to talk about something controversial? I think we're definitely going to be doing that this time. Anyway, I apologize, Donna Marie, for interrupting you.
We're in the water already. And and what's so crazy is they think the feds are stupid. Well, you live in the United States, but let's just get you some sort of entity overseas so you can sign up for this thing. Nobody's going to know. I'm going to make commissions off of you doing it. I mean, everything just smells like federal penitentiary to me. Is it to you guys?
Well, I've got one of those unfolding right now. In fact, when we were in Dallas, the FBI reached out to me. They're investigating a former client. I didn't recognize the name at all, so I started going through all my records. Found them. This was a client I worked with over 5 years ago. And, when they initially contacted me, they said, no, we're not operating in the United States. We're in, these various countries, but not the United States. Okay, fine. Finally, took a look at their program and, had to give them some really, really bad news. It's like, yeah, guys, this is a pyramid. This is a Ponzi scheme. Your program violates federal securities laws. Don't offer it. You can't come to the United States. The program just won't work here. Well, shortly thereafter, I found out that they lied to me and they were operating in the United States. So, had to tell them, you got to shut this down immediately. You've got to make full refunds to everybody in the United States and you've got to completely wind this program down. And I gave them a week to do it. You're probably not going to believe this, but they didn't shut the program down. I fired them. I wrote a 40-plus page opinion letter to document what was wrong. I did that on my nickel. They didn't pay for it. But just did that to memorialize, what was wrong with the program. And we parted company. And, I certainly didn't, keep tabs on them. But evidently, they've continued to operate for the last 5 years. And now, at least according to the FBI and the U.S. Department of Justice, they were a $300 million-plus Ponzi scheme. So yeah, I think you're right. Somebody's going to be wearing some striped pajamas. Because they wouldn't listen. It's damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. We're going forward with this program.
Mm-hmm. You just have no idea who, you know, for me to go do that myself, you know, it's, you know, buyer beware. I can do that. I mean, I can go get in a terrible deal and I can make a bad decision knowing that I might have to pay the consequences. What's troubling for me is taking people with me. And I look back on how many companies, like Zeke Rewards, where just so much absolute horror came out of that. People went to jail. People got clawed back. They thought they were in a good deal. They're all going, we didn't know this was this or this was that. And it was true. But they still got clawed back. They still had to hire attorneys. And I'm just begging all of you, no matter what, if it's really tricky and really complicated and you can't figure out what the hell it is, you probably shouldn't be doing it because it's just it's too complicated. I'm not, you know, I'm in a, you know, I can't figure out half of this stuff, these DeFis and all this Bitcoin and all this crazy stuff that are tied and it goes around the block. And then watching what happened over the last couple of days with the Celsius, it went down a couple just so much yesterday, and now it popped up about noon today, and these people are all dancing in the aisle, acting like they sold high, then they bought back old, and it's just wrong. And instead of doing that, instead of becoming a financial advisor, because you dropped out of high school and became a multi-million dollar earner in network marketing, why don't you stick to that instead of going out and telling people how to do something that you really don't understand in the first place? Let's do what we're good at, which is network marketing. Right, Donna?
Absolutely. I think you got to get back to the good old school network marketing. And some of these new programs are just, they're out there. I worked with a client that I also fired that, you know, had a program that was completely out there and just all the way to the wall they were going, and they hadn't gotten a compensation plan that was even approved by an attorney yet. And they were going because you got to get in, you got to get in. And everybody's so crypto quick, you know, God forbid they're going to miss something. So,
well, I'm sorry, don't worry. Tom, let me just add to a great point that you made. You know, some of these things are incredibly complex, and that is a huge red flag. If you can't absolutely, positively, clearly track the money from where it enters the company and where it exits the company, run away. Okay, with a legitimate multi-level compensation plan, you can see that it's absolutely sales-based. Okay, company sells product X for this amount of money. You know, here's how those sales proceeds are split up. And you can clearly track it all the way through the process. If you can't do that with a purported compensation plan, run away.
Yeah, terrible. Donna, Marie, do you want to say anything? Is this going to complicate?
You guys are just way over my head. I don't understand anything that's going on here.
It is tricky.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault. It is Adrian Chenault. It's Donna Marie Saratella. And it is the fabulous Kevin Grimes, who, by the way, is unbelievable. He's got 35 kids. I mean, how many people do you know that have 35 kids? That's a lot. You know, that guy has been busy all his life adopting underprivileged people all over the world. One of the great people I know, Donna Maria. Donna Marie did me a favor of epic promotion. She sent me a gift out of the sky blue, so close to my heart that I literally started crying. That's these two people right here. Adrian, what do you want to know?
So, Kevin, I think there's a lot of companies out there. You know, there's crypto, there's also Forex and financial services. There's a lot of things that are, you know, especially to the untrained eye, might look somewhat similar. And so, you know, there's mining, there's trading advice, there's all these different things out there in the marketplace. Can you help to make some sense of, you know, if there's a financial thing out there, what is, you know, permissible and allowable out there, and where does it start to, you know, I think that follow the money thing is a great rule of thumb. What are some other things to help somebody that might be looking at a company like this to make an evaluation of whether they're dipping the toe into something that they really shouldn't be doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. And part of the answer is on certain pieces, it's difficult to know. For example, you know, hey, what's the regulatory status of cryptocurrency or Forex? We start with the initial litmus test that all the regulators and courts use is this a viable, legitimate product or service? Will this product or service sell in an open market if there's no MLM compensation plan attached to it? And of course, you know, the only thing that motivates people to buy under those circumstances is the intrinsic value of that product or service. If the intrinsic value is not there, you know, just out of the box, that company's in trouble. Okay, because the reason that's so significant from a legal perspective is if the value proposition is poor or non-existent, it's going to be very difficult for that program to ultimately be sales-based. Well, if it's not ultimately sales-based, then there's only one other option, and that is that it's recruitment. Based. And so, you know, already the company's on the slippery slope down to do not pass go, do not collect $200, you know, go straight to jail. So that's the first thing. Is this a viable product or service that is a reasonable value in the marketplace? If not, you know, probably not a good thing. The second thing, and like we just talked about, is you got to follow the money. There has to be an absolutely crystal clear path of the entrance of the money into the company and its exit into the hands of distributors. If that's veiled, hidden, clouded, or whatever, that's a huge, huge red flag. But if you can trace it clearly, and if it's, you know, predominantly sales-based, okay, that's a good thing. The regulatory analysis is really twofold. What the regulation courts do is they look at the program as it's set forth on paper and ask the question, you know, from where does compensation flow? Is this a robbing Peter to pay Paul thing, otherwise known as a Ponzi scheme? The problem with Ponzi schemes is they have to hide the money path, because if people could clearly see it, most people would recognize it as a Ponzi scheme. So that's why not having a clear path is such a massive red flag. But the other part is what I call the operational analysis. What are the day-to-day operational realities of the program? Because you can start off with a program that on paper looks legitimate, but the operational realities, whether it's how the company promotes or operates it, or how the field promotes it, can turn a legitimate program into something absolutely illegal. And then, of course, there are all sorts of issues associated with the regulatory status of this thing. So, for example, if folks are out there offering investment advice about cryptocurrency or Forex, does that cause the program to fall within the purview of federal and state securities laws? It certainly could. Again, it depends upon the, you know, the precise facts that are involved. But, you know, unfortunately, these are a lot of things that a lot of entrepreneurs in this space play very, very fast and loose about, and some of them just flat out do not listen, like, you know, that former client that I got the call from the FBI, or Zeke Rewards is another really sad example of a company that would not listen to either of its lawyers.
Crazy. Donna Maria, we got a couple of minutes left. What do you think?
Well, I think that Kevin's right. You've got to watch the two factors. The operational realities is what I see. When I'm working with a compliance department, I see the owners playing fast and loose with the rules. And if they're not willing to set up a compliance department and hold their distributors accountable for what they say on social media and, you know, in business opportunity meetings, you know, then there's a problem. You've got to have a compliance department. You have to have monitoring. You have to have enforcement. You know, you've got to live by those policies and procedures. And if the owner is just willy-nilly not willing to hold their people accountable, then you've got problems with this program.
All right, we got to take another break. That's the problem with real radio, AM radio, 550 stations throughout the world on the Genesis Communication Network, is that they do have commercials. We just don't put them in on this part of the show. We do it for Saturday when it's on the big stove. But we're coming back right after this. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. firefighters in Philadelphia mourning the loss of one of their own. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says the fallen firefighter was a 27-year veteran of the department.
This was just a catastrophic accident that really hurt our department, and I know this member well, and hurt the fire service as a whole.
The blaze broke out early Saturday morning at a three-story building that housed the pizza shop and apartments. The fire was put out nearly 90 minutes after the call went out. Four firefighters and an inspector with the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections were trapped at the time of the building collapse. Two firefighters and the inspector have since been released from the hospital. One firefighter remains hospitalized. The firefighter who died was pronounced at the scene. This is USA Radio News. The Iowa Supreme Court ruling that abortion is not a guaranteed right under the state constitution, reversing a ruling that same court made only 4 years ago in the process. The decision on Friday stems from a lawsuit filed by abortion providers who challenged a law from 2020 that requires a 24-hour waiting period before a woman can get an abortion. This court ruling comes as there is speculation that the U.S. Supreme Court will soon overturn Roe v. Wade. Federal regulators have signed off for the youngest Americans to receive their COVID-19 vaccines. Children under the age of 5 will soon be eligible for shots. This after the FDA followed the unanimous recommendation from its advisory panel. The final sign-off from the CDC is expected soon. They're working over the holiday weekend to make sure it gets done. It was a bad week for Wall Street when the markets closed on Friday. In fact, it was the worst week it had since the COVID crash from 2020. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Back, it's Tom Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And I just was very funny during the break, and I apologize for that. But anyway, Jordan Adler did ask a brilliant question. We're going to try to find it so we can put it back up there, and we'll talk about that in a second because that's very, very important. Those of you that think you're getting away with this, I have to say this because the name of the company is in my brain, and it will go, and I don't have a pen. But I'll never forget when all my friends were hounding around on their wives through that thing called Ashley Madison, where you went in there and you found these girls and you could do all kinds of goofy stuff, and it was 100% confidential. And a lot of my friends took that bait. And all of a sudden, guess what? They published the list, and it wasn't confidential at all, and the divorce lawyers got rich. And it's a little bit like all of the people out there that keep telling me that their lawyers and their tricks to not get caught for taking money, for recommending investments without being a registered security or you being a securities advisor. I mean, it's just suicide. You work so hard for your big check to go out there and do something to make a couple of bucks. Don't. Just don't do it. Don't. If it smells, don't do it. Anything too good to be true is too good to be true. And I'm just telling you all that. And you got to look between the lines, because I'm telling you, I just don't want to see any of my friends ending up in the Ashley Madison popcorn popper. So that's enough said there. What were you talking about?
That's the real good question from Jordan Adler.
Well, he's not married, so he wasn't. Jordan Belfort. You know, remember Jordan Belfort was the guy from Wolf of Wall Street. That's why I said that during the break. So I was acting like he was on here, and I interviewed him one time, and it was like the worst interview I ever had, because I just thought he was such a despicable human being for what he did with no remorse to investors, similar to what's going on now, and the fact that when he did get caught, went to jail, got out of jail with this huge amount of restitution, didn't pay it. And that bothered me. And now he's doing public speaking, and everybody thinks he's a great guy. But I still think he ought to take that money and pay back those innocent people that he owes. A lot like what happens in network marketing. So actually, that was a very good segue, Mr. Jordan Adler. And take it away, Donna Marie. Go back to what you were talking about.
Well, we were talking about the operational realities and having a functional compliance department, but there's a whole lot more of those that I'm sure Kevin can address. And I'm really curious to hear the answer to Jordan Adler's question, because I've been getting this question from folks, and I'm not 100% sure how to answer it. So, Kevin, what do you think about Jordan's question?
Okay.
Let's repeat it for our friends on the radio.
Okay. So, Jordan has asked a superb question. What happens when the company is based overseas and compensation is paid in digital currency? How are they regulated? Well, Jordan, I've got to make some assumptions about your question. So even though they may be based or located in another country, I'm going to assume that they're operating in the United States, that they have distributors here, they're engaged in, you know, sales and marketing efforts here in the United States. Okay. So under those facts, that company is doing business in the United States, and individuals who are involved with that company are, you know, if let's just assume for the sake of discussion that that program does violate state and federal securities laws and anti-pyramid laws. So both the company and any individuals who are involved in promoting that program are guilty of violating the law. It doesn't matter where the company's based. The company could be based on another planet. That's a non-issue. The issue is that they are doing business here. Therefore, the United States has jurisdiction over them, and every individual who's involved in promoting the program here in the United States. The fact that they pay in digital currency, non-issue. The United States is really good about going and grabbing assets of any kind, you know, tangible, fiat currency, you know, cryptocurrency, anywhere in the world. And they've been really good at doing that for decades. So, yeah, I guess that's the short answer to that.
Okay, so what you said was interesting to me. Not only the company, but anybody that promotes that company. So that would be circuit speakers, that would be people out there on their stages. They're just as liable as the company. If they bring somebody in to speak and that person promotes that company, it's the same. I mean, they're just, and the attorneys and the accountants, all those people for that matter, the minute it is that, you are liable?
Potentially, yeah, absolutely. And in fact, I mean, the regulators have been going after top distributors top distributors in programs for years. The FTC versus Burn Lounge case would be a good example of that. FTC versus C Silver many, many years ago. I mean, these are all, you know, matters of public record.
Sure.
But they're not shy. They, you know, did the same thing in the Vima case in terms of going after, you know, top distributors.
That is scary stuff, man. Is it worth it? That's what you have to ask. Is the juice worth the squeeze? And, you know, you're going out there and putting your reputation on the line on something that you really don't understand because your best friend's making money?
Right.
Seriously. No. If you can't figure it out, don't do it. You do not want to go to the Gray Bar Hotel. I do not believe that. You don't. It's scary there. Don't you think, Donna Marie?
I do. And I think people, you know, I'm working right now to put together a viral campaign, and one of the outcomes is the 7 things you need to know before joining a network marketing program. And people just constantly ask me, what is it you need to know? What is it you need to know? And people go into these things just because their best friend says exactly what you said, Tom, you know, get in, we're making money, you're going to make $1 million. It's not all that simple. And people need to get educated. So, you know, my soapbox would be get educated about the industry, about the legal issues. Get educated so that you'll be able to make an intelligent decision, not just listen to your neighbor's brother's cousin who's making $10,000 a month, and you've got to get in on this deal.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, you know, it's hard enough. It's hard to get to the top of one of these things. And so wouldn't you rather choose one that you're not constantly looking over your shoulder praying that the feds aren't going to shut the thing down any minute? Like, that's the thing for me, right? Like, this show is called Legacy Leadership. We're about creating things that have lasting impact. And so if you're building inside of something that is so new, so unproven, so edgy that it's constantly at risk of being shut down, you know, you don't have to look very far to see the graveyard of MLM companies of all different stripes that haven't made it. Pick something that has some staying power from a demographic perspective, from a product offering perspective. You know, there's a lot of factors here. And if you're really about having this conversation about the power of the network marketing model, that is inside of the power to create residual income, the power of building something that's going to last that your kids could take over, and betting that on something that's so new and that is, you know, regulatory at risk and all this stuff. It doesn't make sense to me.
But you guys are speaking my love language, because I think this was probably about 20 years ago. This is really going to date things. I cut a tape series called What to Look For and What to Look Out For in Multi-Level Marketing. And you're going to pass out when I tell you that it's about 2.5 hours long. But the whole point was to be able to help people to differentiate between a scam and a legitimate MLM program. Okay. And then, as between legitimate MLM programs, how do you tell the difference between an exceptional one, an average one, you know, and a sub-average one? And, you know, the average person just doesn't know. And, you know, Tom, you and I should probably sit down and probably dust that thing off, redo it, and because that's the thing. If people don't know, and there, you know, millions, so many millions of people who get involved in network marketing every year, and millions who get involved in scams and Ponzi schemes and pyramids, and they don't know it until it's too late. But yeah, so there, and I never did anything with it, but yeah, there's definitely a need. And to your point about the cost, it's not just the big leaders. You know, one of the points that I like to make is, I would submit the non-economic costs are far more serious. And for example, how do you put a value on having no one in your family trust you?
Yeah.
Or having, you got him involved in that scam, you know, last year, or having no one in your family to talk, or having none of your friends talk with you. The non-economic costs are just unbelievable.
A couple of months ago, Bitcoin hit $68,000. And everybody had said they bought crypto down, Bitcoin way, way lower. Then it went down to 55 and everybody's going, I've done the charts, needs to be bought right now. Went down to 45. Now I've done the charts again, needs to be bought. 35, 25. When are you going to figure out they don't know what they're talking about? It's just it's a crapshoot with other people's dreams. And when you've got the price of the product, if this business is tough enough, it's a hard business. Make no mistake, it's a hard business. But I love the fact that with most of the companies, the product never breaks. The trouble with these financial things is the product continues to break. And as a result, there is blood in the streets on a variable you had no control over. If you've got a great comp plan on this shoulder, you got a great product over here, you got a great company behind you, the only variable is you, and if that doesn't break, it's going to probably be okay. And you can train yourself and learn yourself. But when you're doing all this other stuff, man, you are absolutely looking for trouble, and you're going to get your face ripped off. That's that simple. And we are in an economy right now where people are desperate to talk to you. Don't rip their faces off. Right? Right. I agree with me. Sorry about that rant, everybody.
That's all right.
It's the truth.
We know you have a little bit of passion.
I do. I love this profession. I don't want to see it sullied. And I don't have the brains God gave a crowbar. So if you call me for advice on health, just look at me. If you call me on advice about crypto, I don't have any advice. But when it comes to hope and love, I got a doctorate. And that's what I'm going to try to do, is give you some hope and some love. That's that simple.
And, I think that really, if it really comes down to staking your reputation, which, whether you realize it or not, you are. And so it doesn't mean you have to get everything right. It doesn't mean that everything that you ever do is going to work out. And at the same time, if you are, if you have this pattern of constantly sort of flirting with these things that are dangerous, and you become known as that person that is, always on to the next shiny thing that then fizzles out, and you're on that treadmill. You're never going to get anywhere, because you're going to have burned out your ability to bring people in that are going to follow you to anywhere. And sooner or later, that jig is going to be up. And so that's why this topic is so important. That's why compliance is not some thing that we should just pay lip service to and not treat as important as it is, because this is an industry that is going to be regulated, and we can either choose to regulate ourselves, or you're going to see a lot of heat coming from the outside, and that's bad for everybody when it goes that way. So we got another segment coming up here on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show. We've got Kevin Grimes and Donna Marie Serratella, and we will be back right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Tom immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And we are back. It is Tom Chenault. Oh, we dropped him like a hot potato. All right. Oh. It's Tom Chenault. It's just Donna, Tom, and Adrian now. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And it's good to have
him. It really is. And I want to talk a little bit about, you know, we have a lot of field leaders that watch this show, people that have built big businesses that are leading a lot of people and that have influence over the field and maybe even influence upstream to the leaderships of their organizations. And so, Donna and Marie, what do you see as some things that leaders really need to be thinking about and coaching their people on in order to make sure that they're doing everything they can to keep their business in the right kind of position?
Okay. I think that it's super important for companies to educate their leaders on the things that are right and wrong. The company has a responsibility because whatever that independent distributor does or says falls back on the brand of the company. So education is the key. The company has got to educate the independent distributors on how to do it right. If you're looking at a company, I say look at the owner. Look at the owner. Google the owner. Find out, have they been in 3 different programs that have all gone down in flames? Are they respectable in the industry? Do they carry a good name for themselves? Tom, you know people that have started multiple programs. And, you know, you got to wonder when you see them start another program. So before you get in, you need to consider, like Kevin was talking about, the product. The product is instrumental. Then looking at who owns the business, who's behind this business, how have they been successful in the past? And then looking at the education, you know, the legal compliance issues can get a company in so much hot water. And they'll call me in to ask about how to set up a compliance department after a company's been in business for like 3 or 4 years and they have no compliance department. They're not holding any of their distributors responsible for what they do or say. So there's a lot of things that you can see from the outside looking in, and you've got to see those things like it's a clue. You know, like if you're getting married to someone and they're misbehaving or having bad behavior before you get married, what's it going to be like after you get married? So look at the whole picture before you sign on the dotted line.
So what is compliance? I mean, you're tough as nails, and this is not going to be an answer people want to hear. What should these companies, they should hire you for one, but what should these companies, that's true, and they should have like a mandatory training compliance department that's live 24/7 that is not only protecting the company but protecting the distributor, and it should be like standard operating procedure instead of, oh, we got a letter from the FTC, we better play like we've got compliance. It should be right now. It should be relevant, and it should be important to the people in the field as well as the companies to keep everybody in business, right?
Absolutely. There are things that the compliance department are responsible to have, like a standard operating policy. Compliance departments have to have this SOP manual that says how the company is going to deal with bad behavior, rule breakers. And if you don't have a standard operating procedure and you don't have a compliance department, then you treat everybody unequally, and it's not fair. You're going to have trouble down the road. So having an active compliance department is the key. And when I say compliance, I mean where you've got education going on to prevent issues. You've got monitoring to catch things that people are doing that are incorrect. And then you have to have enforcement. You can't just monitor and not enforce what's going on in the field. So those are the components that I believe make up a compliance department, a healthy compliance department.
Talk about enforcement one more time, because we just don't do that. And all you need to do, if you go to Singapore and you decide to shoplift, they cut your hand off. I don't know if that's true anymore or not, but at the end of the day, that's what we have to do.
Yep. Well, we have to hold people accountable. That, you know, it's just not right to let people get away with income claims that are so outrageous that, you know, they're promising people they're going to earn within the first 3 months, or they're showing $10,000 a month paychecks, or the lifestyle claims are unbelievable. And right now, those kinds of claims are making it on the hot list for the regulators. So, you know, you've got to watch out for all these different claims that people are making. You've got to look at product claims. Oh, boy. People are saying that CBD cures, treats, and heals everything under the sun. You know, we're worried about crypto programs, but what about those CBD programs that literally say they treat, cure, and heal a long list of diseases?
I think those people are smoking dope. Okay, Mel Atwood. There's a lot of comments with this Mel Atwood. He's an absolute expert in this space, one of the brightest guys I know. I don't like hanging out with him because I can't understand a word he says, but he's really, really brilliant. He talked about companies getting ahead of the technology curve, because one of the complaints from old network marketers is that their companies have gotten stale and they didn't keep up, so they're going to go join this new company. And Mel, you're 100% right on that. And companies, please, please update and stay with the times so people don't have to join the junky companies. So we're going to be back at – who do we have next week? Do we have any idea?
I'll tell you.
I forgot, but it'll be awesome, whoever it is. It might be Larry and Taylor, is it?
I'll tell you in 2 seconds.
Yeah, it might be Larry and Taylor.
Yeah, Larry and Taylor.
And we are going to bring the rain on that. You want to be listening to it. We off the air.
We're coming in. We got 10 seconds. So we'll be back next week with Larry and Taylor Thompson. It's the Legacy Leadership Show. Thank you so much, Donna Marie Saratella. Stick around for a minute after the show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.